the Creator who loves us into existence by an everlasting love. In the name of Jesus, the Beloved, who leads us back to the heart of God. In the name of God, the Holy Spirit, the Sophia, the Wisdom, comforting us, healing us, encouraging us, abiding in us, and transforming us. Amen.
Friends, what if Jesus was born and nobody recognized it happened? Have you ever thought about that? What if the whole revelation of the light of the world coming among us and the whole creation was kept hidden? The thing is, the working of God often are not plain to the eye or the mind. Sometimes it's hard to find the blessings or to see any goodness of the things happening around us, especially when hardship and misfortunes befall us. During this past week, when I get to take a break, I get to go to the theater and watch a movie. And I saw the film Song Sung Blue. Any new Diamond fans among us? Anybody have seen the film? Okay, I guess I'm alone. So spoiler alert. It is a powerful film based on the true story of two down on their luck musicians, Mike and Claire Sardina, who formed the New Diamond tribute band Lightning and Thunder in Wisconsin State in the 90s. The film follows how they found love in each other while making music and touring together, how their band, the tribute band, tasted early success. But then their dream was crushed when Claire was hit by a car. Without giving too much of the story away, Claire did eventually rebound after battling with depressions. They returned to the stage and were met with even greater success before Mike died of a sudden heart attack following their sold-out performance. It was a heartbreaking story in a way to watch, not very uplifting at times, because it reminds us that sometimes you are not just have bad luck in your life once, but it seems to keep coming, following you. But what was remarkable about the storytelling was the filmmaker's ability to balance the elements of joy and hope, often hidden amidst the trials and tribulations the couple had experienced. I wonder if there is a way to read the story of Epiphany, to read it that it is about the hiddenness of God. In the story that Donnell mightily proclaimed, we heard that the newborn Messiah was not easy to find. It took lots of efforts, risks, and time for these wise peoples to leave what they have behind and took on this journey just to follow the star that they trust in faith in will lead them to experience something that tells them who they are, that reminds them of a love that is deeper than life itself. And on top of that, the Savior of the world was not only concealed in poverty, being born in a lowly manger in a hidden, insignificant town on a cold night, but also the Savior of the world was concealed by the powers of the world to be, the priests and scribes who were supposed to know scriptures, who were supposed to recognize and welcome the Savior of the world, and a super insecure King Herod that was threatened by the birth of this child and want to do everything in his power to extinguish the light of the world. Jerry Davenport, an indigenous Anglican priest and theologian from what settlers would call Tasmania in Australia, he was reflecting on faith in light of the devastating 2011 tsunami caused by the earthquake near Japan back then. He said, "The vision granted by faith is above discerning. Even in the midst of the very worst that life can dish out, the real but hidden properties of light, hope, love, and joy. Seeing those things which are ordinarily hidden, naming them, and so bringing them into the light." Perhaps the story of Epiphany is about exactly that. It is an invitation for all of us to look at what may be hidden, the light, the hope, the peace and joy from God that may be ordinary, hidden, concealed, but because of the grace of God revealed to us, and we taking the responsibility to name them and bringing them in the light so that more people, so that all may recognize this great news. The Magi in our gospel story may be best remembered by the gift they brought to the infant Christ Jesus. But I think what is even more worthy to remember is the way how they uncovered the hidden properties of light, hope, love, and joy, named them, and brought them into the light for you and I to see. And now we may do likewise, not simply to repeat the story, but to search from within and to search from all around us the hidden light, hope, and love that God has revealed to you, to your community, to this congregation, and to tell this story so that more may know and the revelations of God may no longer be hidden. Epiphany reveals the mission and destiny of the Savior of the world. The story points us and connects us to the mission of Jesus, to the Paschal mystery of the dying and rising and reuniting heaven and earth through the way of self-giving and sacrificial love. And the story of his birth through this wise persons and the gift that they brought, the symbolism of this gift points to the life that this child is going to manifest, to live his life so that it become clear as a king, as a savior. Thanks be to God, we have been given the grace through our Lord Jesus Christ, a spirit of wisdom and revelations, so that we may come to know him, so that with the eyes of your heart enlightened, you may know what is the hope to which he has called you, what are the riches of his glorious inheritance among you, God's saints. Amen.